At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A fight broke out on the White House lawn only moments before a fighter went up on stage and screamed, "Michelle Obama is a man." "Michelle Obama is a man" was shouted on the White House lawn in a ring sponsored by Bud Light, only available on Larry Ellison's Paramount Plus, according to Tim Miller. What a way to celebrate America 250 and the twilight of liberal democracy. So this is the country that we live in. Larry Ellison owns almost all of our media, so that media can then defend endless wars. And those endless wars reallocate money from Americans who need it towards Israel and bombing Iran. And then we get to, of course, get distracted by all of that as people say, you know, racist, homophobic, transphobic things on the White House front lawn. Listen, I had friends posting about how they thought the UFC fight was cool, and these are apolitical friends, so I'm not going to dunk on anybody who watched this. But if you bought the Paramount Plus subscription to sit there and cheer as somebody on the White House front lawn screamed about Michelle Obama, I don't know. I think that you're one of the lowest common denominators in society. I mean, look at this. In the White House front lawn, a UFC brawl broke out in between fans. Like, I'm not even joking. This is quite literally in D.C. at the White House. There is a fight breaking out. Let's start here.
Yo, watch out, cops, you're going to jail, bro, you fucked up.
Hey, he just attacked me.
Hey, have some respect for Donald Trump's pedophile list that are 30 feet away. Look at this, I like the imagery of them on the ground fighting right here, and then up on the screen, they're almost in the exact same position in the cage. I don't know what's going on here, but it gets even worse. The official broadcast for Trump's UFC fight announced that fighters will be paid in cryptocurrency from the Trump family's crypto company, World Liberty Financial. It's worth pointing out, World Liberty Financial is so corrupt that the United Arab Emirates invested $2 billion into it, and in return, they got access to some special chips that China really wants, that the UAE really wants, and to make it even worse, the founder of Binance, his name is Shengpeng Zhao. The founder of Binance was in prison for the simple fact that he allowed Binance to do money laundering, sex trafficking, drug trade, all of this. He was thrown in prison. He helped Donald Trump build World Liberty Financial. He helped Donald Trump mold World Liberty Financial. Then he facilitated the $2 billion investment from the UAE and made sure that it happened smoothly. And then he was pardoned. He was pardoned for all of this corruption. You can look it up. It is absurd. And that is what this event was sponsored by.
Also, tonight's $250,000 performance bonus in USD One is presented by World Liberty Financial. USD One is a digital dollar. Send money faster and cheaper. Available on leading exchanges.
Oh my God, they're using this as an opportunity to promote the Trump family crypto business. You can see at the bottom of the screen here, I'm going to mute the UFC, but you can see at the bottom of the screen, they have a World Liberty Financial Chiron, like a lower third, that shows that Trump's cryptocurrency is basically sponsoring this event. To continue, Harry Sisson points out, this shit is so cringy and weird. We just want healthcare. I mean, look at this photo right here. This was posted from the main White House account. It says, this is the main event, UFC x White House. We don't have money for healthcare because that's quote-unquote socialism. We don't have money for free schools or just a free school lunch. How about that? We don't have money for college so that people could graduate without debt. We definitely do not have money for childcare, so parents can have that. The child tax credit is socialism, according to Republicans. But let's invest millions, tens of millions, in these gags. And let's invest billions, tens of billions, into wars that take us nowhere. Obviously, that's all sarcastic, but that's what's happening right now. Let's continue. By the way, if you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed, and if you appreciate our candor, just calling out the truth, then make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I've been talking about this a lot over the past few days, but it's time to level up. We're working on a show where we bring in Trump supporters and we debate them. Debate is something that I really enjoy doing. It's something that I'm going to push very, very hard, whether it's me talking to MAGA students in college and changing their mind, which you guys would like to see, whether it's a stubborn MAGA grandfather that I'm talking to. I think these are conversations that you guys will enjoy and they will be informative. So drop a like for that. And to continue right here, an advertisement for Trump's crypto coin plays mid-broadcast one more time during the coverage of the White House fight.
Closed captioning for tonight's broadcast is brought to you by TrumpCoins.com, the official UFC Freedom 250 special edition medallions, graded by NGC. Limited quantities available now at TrumpCoins.com.
Actually, I want to correct what's said here. They're talking not about his crypto coin. They do other ads for that we saw, the World Liberty Financial. They're talking about an actual Trump medallion right here. So Donald Trump is using this DC UFC fight as an opportunity to hawk all of his products, most of the products that benefit his family overall. Here is Donald Trump standing there last night with his family looking, looking pretty shocked. Why is Eric Trump so shocked in the eyes right here? Then we have Barron Trump standing behind. Melania, she's photogenic, but something about her looks kind of weird in this. And here's Donald Trump. As I scroll down, his right hand is swollen and covered in makeup that doesn't quite blend well. You'd think as the president who puts orange on his face every day, you'd be able to find something that matches your skin tone a bit better. And this loops me back around to the fighter who screamed, quote, "Michelle Obama is a man." Sorry, I touched on this earlier, but now I want to actually dive into how awful and disrespectful and racist this is. It's not just disrespectful. It's a degradation to what America is supposed to be. This guy is yelling, "Michelle Obama is a man," on the White House lawn while Joe Rogan grins with a mic in his face, only available on Larry Ellison's Paramount, sponsored by Bud Light, Trump Coin, Trump Medallion, World Liberty Financial, all as a way to get money injected back into Trump's family. Listen to this.
"And lastly, Michelle Obama is a man. Am I right, America?" Ladies and gentlemen.
Just so disgusting and despicable. Even Dave Portnoy, who was all over Twitter saying this event was the best in the world, had this to say about that.
"There's one moment I do think Trump has to denounce,
yeah,
and anybody associated with it has to denounce, and that's that crazy fighter guy. I don't even have his name up here, but he won the fight. He took the microphone, and he made a derogatory comment about Michelle Obama. To me, that on the White House lawn, now you these are UFC guys, all right? They're crazy. They're idiots. You have Sean Strickland, who's one of the craziest people of all time, to the point you can't even pay attention to what he says, snuck in. But when you have that on the White House lawn, on an event you put down, I don't care what you think about the Obamas or anything, that has to be an immediate denounce. Like,
yeah,
wrong, doesn't speak for me. I have no problem with the event. I guess you run that risk because these guys are lunatics, but that was the only thing. If Trump should denounce it, he should say that was totally wrong. The event itself, listen, the troops seem to love it. All the people there seem to love it. I have no..."
You know what I'd like to say, and people in the comments might get mad at this, but I think more Americans are like this, Dave Portnoy, than are like the cruel people we see in this administration. Dave Portnoy's not perfect, obviously, but when we see Stephen Miller going on TV spewing vile venom about how Democrats are terrorists, when we see J.D. Vance dehumanizing the other side, when we see these crazy fighters, you know, and Donald Trump posting racist AI images about the Obamas, I know it's very grim, and I know that it's very easy to feel like everybody is just hateful, but I have a lot of bro friends as well who are either in college, about to graduate college, in frats right now, or were once in frats, and like they're not hateful. They're not. They're okay, and actually they enjoy living in a country with diversity, diversity in sexuality. A lot of my friends back in Indiana, even the Republican ones, have gay friends, which I guess doesn't mean much, but I just mean the average American doesn't want to live in this hateful, divisive society where we're all tearing each other down. I literally have Republican friends back in Indiana who are young dudes who have friends that are trans, which again, that doesn't mean that they can't be hateful in other ways, but I'm just saying, once you get down to the nitty-gritty, Americans like to live with other Americans. They don't like to be this hateful. But the problem is we have people in the highest echelons of power in the Republican Party spreading this hate, incentivizing this hate, and allowing this hate to be blasted on primetime television. I think it's kind of cute that Dave Portnoy thinks Donald Trump would ever condemn them saying Michelle Obama is a man when Donald Trump is the one who posted an image, an AI photo of both Barack Obama and Michelle Obama as gorillas, depicted as apes. Donald Trump has floated this exact same conspiracy theory about Michelle Obama before, and he's floated so many conspiracy theories about President Obama not being born in America that he basically could be credited for mainstreaming that. So I find it absolutely despicable that whatever this guy's name is right here screamed this out, and it's very indicative of the incentives that the MAGA movement creates to be as hateful as possible. Maybe I'm naive, but I think that most Americans aren't that deeply hateful. And most Americans, I mean, if you look at Michelle Obama's approval rating, it's pretty high. If you listen to the people in the crowd, it didn't seem like they were really liking that jab too much. And Barack Obama, the former president Barack Obama's approval rating is also higher than Trump's basically has ever been or ever will be again. So most Americans are not like this. This was a pretty trashy display to have this all happening with fights breaking out and all of this. And I just want to make one more point. It's happening at a time when our country seems to be going to shit. We're being humiliated on the global stage while Larry Ellison is taking over the media, so that media can defend endless wars, and those endless wars can take money away. The National Guard, like the state police, were there pulling Sean Strickland and other fighters out of the place. And Trump is covering up the Epstein files. I'm going to leave it there. I love you all. See you in the next one. Peace out.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle. Because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.